It's music. From One, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From Midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
When I first came to town, they called me the Roving Jewel. Now they've changed their tune, call me Katie Crew. Through the woods I'm going, through the boggy mire, and straight way down the road till I come to my heart's desire. If I was where I would be, then I'd be where I am not. Here I am where I must be, where I would be I cannot. When I first came to town, they bought me drinks aplenty. Bottles empty. If I was where I would be, then I'd be where I am not. Here I am where I must be, where I would be I cannot.
Karen Dalton and Cruel Katie. I found out about Karen Dalton from a listener recommendation, or as we call him around here, a song for Guy. I am Guy Garvey. This could be my finest hour. If you can hear a rumble in the background, maybe you can, maybe you can't. That's an air conditioning unit. I'm in a Holiday Novotel Inn of some description in Toronto, Canada. Where Elbow are touring. We've been supported this past week all over America by Glasser. I'm sure you remember her amazing music. And I'm hoping to catch her for an interview later today. That's the most exciting thing that might happen. But I'm going to take you with me as a companion on my day's travels. I've got to do some promotion for the band of a radio nature. There's some interviews. Then we'll be sound checking. Hopefully interview Glasser and then we do a gig tonight. Any case, going to concentrate also this week, musically speaking, on the rhythm guitar. I'm going to link a few rhythm guitar pieces together with interesting facts. That is, after all, my job. So let's start with the Isley Brothers. It's Your Thing. Check this rhythm guitar out. Hang on a minute, I found his name online. He is Skip. Charles Skip Pitts. We owe this lovely bit of guitar to. Here we go. Take it away, chaps.
Yeah. can tell you who to talk to. It's your thing, man. Do what you wanna do. Don't let me tell you who to talk to. Let me hear you say it's my thing. It's a thing. I do what I wanna do.
The Isley Brothers and It's Your Thing. Good bit of rhythm guitar, innit? I thought it was Jimi Hendrix, and it turns out, hang on, do I forgot that the right way around? No. Mark Riley told me there was a chance it was Jimi Hendrix because he used to play rhythm guitar for the Isley Brothers. I had a look, and it wasn't indeed. It was that Skip chap I mentioned before. But Hendrix was in the band in 1964. It's Your Thing came out in 1969. And as you can probably hear now, I'm in a hotel lobby. This is step two of the Everyday on Tour. The eternal curse that is hotel music, I'll never understand it. Repetitive shite is the only way I can describe it. So while we sit here waiting for our lift to spin us off into the Toronto day, let's have a listen to this great tune from Gillian Welsh. It's called Scarlet Town. I absolutely love it. It's got a similar theme to Karen Dalton's song that we just heard. Let's have a listen to that. Oh, our driver's here. Apart from being a robot army, that was an automatic line checking device in CBBC in Toronto, in Canada, where we are this morning. As you can hear, we still haven't woken up yet, but we're getting ready. We're line checking for a session here on a programme called Q. The CBC is, of course, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, very similar to our own beloved BBC in most respects. It's a radio programme initially, but it's also going to be put on the television. Everything's filmed these days. Filming it for radio is the phrase. That was Gillian Welsh and Scarlet Town. Love it very much. But we're going to stick with our theme of rhythm guitar. The Isley Brothers is the first one we heard there. And I mentioned that Jimi Hendrix was in the group in 1964. And here he is. Here's our Jimmy with Manic Depression. Depression. The late, great Jimi Hendrix, of course. I mentioned before that he was in the Isley Brothers when they did It's Your Thing. Oh, no, sorry, before they did It's Your Thing. It's Your Thing was in 1969. That was Charles Skip Pitts on rhythm guitar. In 1964, when Jimi Hendrix was in the group, he was going under the name Jimmy James. And Hendrix was homeless when O'Kelly Isley saw him while at a store. And he was brought into the Isley's home. and soon Hendrix was included in their recordings. So there you go. There's the link between the Isley Brothers, Jimi Hendrix, the first two of our songs this week about rhythm guitar.
Six Music. Step inside Craig Charles, Trunk of Funk, the home of funk and soul.
Listen to me now. Yeah. I play you back-to-back floor fillers.
This is Craig Charles.
Don't let me go home.
It's the Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
Catch up now at the Six Music website. BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
We finished our radio session that we did for CBBC and I've come back to the hotel where we are for a couple of hours and I thought I'd continue with the show. It's looking doubtful, incidentally, that we're going to be able to interview Glasser, unfortunately, but I am going to play one of her songs later on and maybe tell you stories about her because she's great. So we'll take Jimi Hendrix to Ritchie Havens, the connection there again being to do with 1969. Hendrix, of course, closed up the Woodstock Festival with that terrifying version of the Stars and Stripes, which ended with him making his guitar sound like dive bombers. It was, of course, during the Vietnam conflict, and it was quite a poignant moment, really. If you've never seen that footage, you should look at it. It doesn't make for great radio, if I'm totally honest, but you should watch the footage if you ever get the chance. Ritchie Havens, by contrast, opened up Woodstock Festival and is my guitarist, Mark Potter's, favourite rhythm guitarist in the world. Here he is at the Woodstock Festival with his amazing version of Freedom. I know my mum loved this one as well, so this is for you, ma'am.
Freedom, freedom, freedom. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Yeah, long, long, long way, way from my home, yeah, yeah. Clap your hands, clap your hands.
Recorded at the Woodstock Festival, that was Richie Havens and Freedom. Isn't it amazing? Don't we just love recording for that? The fact that we can listen to that all these years later. Marvellous, wonderful, timeless, beautiful music. And you know, marvellous, wonderful, timeless, beautiful music don't just take care of itself. You need good police. Our Victim was written in 1963 by the mighty Bacharach and David and became a signature hit for Dionne Warwick. A gentle tale of quiet heartbreak, it was embraced by music lovers the world over and pursued relentlessly by the musical marauders. First in a bizarre Eleanor Rigby meets horror movie treatment, Anita Harris, backed by psycho-style stabbing strings, attempted to scare it to death, leaving it extremely jumpy, with an irrational fear of shower curtains. Next, muddy funksters D-Train dragged it to the dance floor and attacked it in a post-disco frenzy of pitch-bent synthesizers and falsetto male vocals. It barely managed to crawl to safety with the aid of a multicoloured rope light. Then, all tremulous vibrato and overly dramatic delivery, crooning Connie Francis, marshalling the might of a studio orchestra, set upon it with a combination of syrupy strings, flatulent horns and trilling vocals. Only the merciful brevity of the track saved it from a slow and painful death. But when disco queen turned deadly assassin Gloria Gaynor donned the spangled boob tube, tottered to the microphone in her platform mules, and prepared to diva to death this beautiful 60s ballad, it was murder.
You always they said my eyes were the windows of my soul. You could always feel my love and pain without being told. I never knew how, but I don't even dare to look at you now.
So if you see me walking down the street,
stop, in the name of love.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on.
Was mercifully Dionne Warwick with her version of Walk On By, of course preceded by that awful version from Gloria Gaynor. If you have any moider suggestions, and I mean, you know, the worse the cover version is, the better this feature works. If you have any moider suggestions, it's the same address as if you have a Song for Guy recommendation. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Laura Marling's new one next. It's called Salinas, and it's from the album A Creature I Don't Know. Laura goes from strength to strength. Really beautiful lyric on this one.
I am from Salinas, where the women go forever, and they never, ever stop to ask why. My mother was a savior of 6 foot of bad behavior, long, blonde, curly hair down to her thigh. Oh, my mother. Oh, my friends, ask the angels, will I ever see heaven again? Late into the evening, they would take each other screaming, looking darkly to the back of her eyes. this beast was bleeding, that the air behind was breathing, that they mustn't ever look up to the sky. No answers there are found. Ask the angels, am I heaven bound? Gun will turn before the sun starts to burn, understand? Gun will turn before the sun starts to burn, understand?
I think we'll be hearing from her for a very long time. That's the amazingly talented Laura Marlin from her album A Creature I Don't Know, that is Salinas. Lanterns on the Lake also have a new record out. It's called Gracious Tide, Take Me Home. And this one's got a very fragile, introspective lyric to it. It's called Lungs Quicken. Have a listen to the words. It makes you want to give them a hug. Lanterns on the Lake, everyone.
It's a lively crowd.
Lanterns on the Lake. From their new one, Gracious Tide, Take Me Home, that's Lungs Quicken.
Six. Music. BBC Six Music.
Monday to Thursday night from 9. Gideon Coe.
I'm Gideon Coe and I play lots of music on Six Music at night. Night begins at 9 o'clock.
Even in the brief part of the year when it's light at that time.
Much like the Mole Rat, we spend most of the year in total darkness.
Gideon Coe.
We feature sessions and concerts from the wonderful thing that is the BBC's music archive. Six Music sessions.
Glastonbury performances.
And the Peel sessions on Six.
Gideon Coe.
Monday to Thursday night from 9.
On BBC. See Six Music.
Six Music.
Mantraluna. Mantraluna.
I'm in my motel, hotel, holiday in Novotel thing. It's quite a cheap little hotel, this, with paper thin walls, and you can hear things happening next door, and it's all very, what's the word? Squalid. But for that, quite romantic. I do like that we find ourselves in these places from time to time. I've even written a song about it called Fugitive Motel. That was many years ago, but yeah, I do love being in these places. They're all equipped with the same lamp, the same ironing board and iron, the same bins, the same toilet design, the same tap design. It's not necessarily the best design, to say that it's probably the most popular in the world. It's the cheapest, I think. Anyway, so it's bizarre. It's bizarre. You can hear through the walls in this place, to quote myself. Anyway, enough of that. Desert Island Discs. Let's have another snippet. Somebody tweeted recently that the BBC's decision to put the whole Desert Island Disc archive online for people to have a look at. Sorry, it's not the whole of the archive, but there's many, many years of Desert Island Discs been put online for you to go and have a look at whenever you want. Somebody tweeted this week that they thought it was down to me doing this item on the show. If I in any way encourage that decision, I'm immensely proud. And this is a great snippet that Peter, who works on the show, found for me. It's Oliver Reed talking about one of his Desert Island Discs. Well, he's talking about his life, actually. And then we'll hear Ray Charles in The Heat of the Night, which is one of the tunes he chose. Rare to hear a young Oliver Reed behaving himself and being quite gentlemanly and self-effacing. Have a listen.
Why show business? I can't spell, I can't add up. A lot of people said that I should go into theatre. I didn't really want to go into theatre because the idea of theatre at that time bored me, simply because I didn't want to say the same thing every night to the same people, maybe for a run of 6 months. I wanted to go into movies because I believed that movies represented the fairyland of life, and I wanted to involve myself in the fairyland because I love fairyland. I believe in it very strongly. I therefore went into the media that perpetrated that feeling, which was movies. I started as a film extra, yes. The only way that I was ever allowed to get into a film studio.
Yes, in my days as a film extra, you were typed as smart crowd or rough crowd. Which were you?
I was rough crowd.
Which crowd assignments do you remember in particular?
I was a photographer, which wasn't really rough, and it was Sonia Heaney in London with Michael Wilding, and I was sent on a job from a studio, a little studio just outside London. And I went to London Airport and I had to pretend to take photographs of Michael Wilding while he wore his shoes out climbing off the plane. I didn't learn much from that, but I learned a great deal about the camera. I realised, of course, that one had to grin at the right place at the right time.
Yes. You did quite a run of the Hammer horror films.
Yes, I think I made 7. At least they taught me how to sustain a performance over a period of 7 or 8 weeks out of continuity, because performances in films aren't given in continuity. You don't start in the beginning and finish at the end. You sometimes, as in life, you start at the end, you start dead and finish up a very live old man.
In the heat of the night, seems like a cold sweat creeping across my brow. Yeah, in the heat of night, I'm feeling motherless from the skies, all mean and bright.
In the heat of the night,
ain't a woman yet been born.
Ooh.
when I could sell my soul for just a little light
in the heat of the night.
In the heat. I've got troubles wall to wall. Oh, yes, I have.
I repeat
in the night. Must be an ending to it all. Just you be strong, and it'll be all right.
In the heat of the night.
In the heat of the night.
Ray Charles, who of course ends the show every week with his version of Midnight, and In the Heat of the Night, as chosen by a young Oliver Reed on his Desert Island Discs. I've been looking at rhythm guitar this week, and I couldn't very well not play this one from the Stone Roses. It's not connected to the other ones, which are all linked together. The Isley Brothers, Jimi Hendrix and Ritchie Havens, all been from the same era and all having worked together in some way or another. It's of course a lot later, 30 years later or something like that, maybe 20 years later. This is Fool's Gold. It's a good 10 minutes long. But it's worth remembering that the rhythm part, the riff that goes all the way through this song, which you'll hear in just a second, John Squire refused to loop it. He said, no, I want to play it all the way through. So he plays this riff all the way through. No automation, no tape loops, no sampled loops, no nothing. Here we are with the amazing Fool's Gold.
Garvey on the air.
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
As if I needed to tell you, that was Booker T and the MGs and Green Onions. The MG in question playing the rhythm guitar, which is the theme of this week's Finest Hour, was Steve Cropper. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. This could be my finest hour. I'm with you for another just under an hour. And yeah, a few months ago, Manchester had its international festival. The curator, Alex Poots, is a great man who's brought so many firsts to the city. He allowed Elbow to play with the Halle Orchestra, playing some special arrangements by my friend Joe Dedell, who turned up in New York the other night, as well as, where else did he show up? Was he in Atlanta? He's been in the Americas, well, we have anyway, and he showed up with his sister, did the lovely Joe. But somebody that Alex had on the festival this year is Bjork. She did a load of stuff from a new record, which is out now, including this song. It was fantastic. The room she was performing in actual fact, was where we made the first video we ever made for Any Day Now. It's a market building just off Deansgate in Manchester. But she used the space amazingly. She set up with everybody around her, in the round, as they call it. But the sound can be dodgy when things are done in the round, but it was absolutely brilliant. She had all kinds of special instruments, special effects, and a wonderful sort of young choir working with her. And this was the standout track for me, and it also happens to be the latest single from her album. So it's called Moon, it's out now, and the words to this are just fantastic. It's about renewal, it's about rebirth, it's just fantastic. Bjork does it again with Moon.
Fail at loving, and fail at giving.
that great. Fantastic opening line on Moon by Björk. The opening line being, as the lukewarm hands of the gods came down and gently picked my adrenaline pearls, they placed them in their mouths and rinsed all of the fear out, nourished them with their saliva. I love it. She allows us to live in a very deep part of her imagination when she writes a song. That was Björk, that was a new one, that was Moon. Simon Peplow from Bridgend in South Wales suggests the next song. He says, Guy, the Be Good Tanyas, Waiting Around to Die. Heard a few from the Be Good Tanyas on your show, but haven't heard this one yet. A Townes Van Sant cover from their 2003 sophomore album, Chinatown. Sophomore, by the way, I had a conversation about the other day, which I'll show you in a sec. More upbeat than the original, the beautifully heartfelt vocals and tempo will make you tap along regardless of the depressing lyrics and general feel of the song. Cheers, mate. Love discovering new music through your show. Well, me too, Simon. And this is a new one on me. Jolie Holland, who I play an awful lot on the show, and she is one of my heroes, I have to say, was in the Be Good Tanyas. I don't know if at the same time that this song was made, I don't know if she was in there for the sophomore album. But we've been trying to hook up Jolie and I throughout this whole tour of America, but she's playing as well, and it's looking unlikely it's going to happen, which is a shame. But anyway, here is the Be Good Tanyas. Oh, sophomore, I was going to talk to you about that. So sophomore means second. It's an Americanism. It means second. And I was asking Mark's father-in-law, Potter's father-in-law, Jeff, who tours with us when we're out here, who's a lovely and very clever man. I was saying, what else does it suggest? It can't just mean second, or you wouldn't use it. You'd say second. So what else does sophomore suggest? And I asked if it suggested accomplishment or having new skills, and he said actually the opposite. Sophomore suggests still young, still got somewhere to go, still got something to learn. But I looked up the etymology of sophomore, and in actual fact it comes from the Greek word which actually meant having learned new skills. So there you go. It was a 50-50 chance of being right, and I wasn't telling you that to be smug, I was just informing you about the word. Anyway, here from their sophomore album, Chinatown, are the Be Good Tanyas with Waiting Around to Die. Thanks to Simon Peplow from South Wales.
And a friend said, said he knew where some easy money was. We robbed a man and brother, did we fly? But the posse caught up with me and they dragged me back to Muskogee. And now it's 2 long years waiting around to die. Now I'm out of prison, and I got me a friend at last. And he don't steal or cheat or drink or lie. Well, his name is Codeine, and he's the nicest thing I've seen. And together we're gonna wait around to die.
Be Good Tanya's, recommended by Simon Peplow, that was Waiting Around to Die. Jolie Holland was a founder member of the Be Good Tanya's, and I was talking to Cameron, who is Glasser, who is supporting the band on our trip around the States and Canada. She's absolutely lovely. We've been getting her house on fire, and her show is great. Her live show's amazing. She's in the middle of a year and a half of touring. She's not been home very often, but she's got a really great little crew. There's just three of them on the road. The performances have been outstanding, and then this is a nice story. We were in Boston, and there's a lovely guy called Billy Budd who was looking after us at the club. Pretty far out old dude. And he was sorting out food and opening up the club, and really great guy. Anyway, he overheard me talking to Cameron, and she said how she lived in Boston until she was 10, Boston, Massachusetts. And how her mum used to be in a pretty well-known band in Boston. Billy piped up and said, which band was she in? And she said, she was in Human Sexual Response. And Billy was over the moon. He knew the band, and he told a story about how they had the best New Year's Eve the club had ever seen when Human Sexual Response were playing at that very club. So there you go. It was a really nice thing for Cameron to hear. She is an incredibly sweet girl. I'm very sorry that I'm not going to be able to interview her today for just logistical reasons. I've got to get the show back to Blighty before I'll be in her company. So I'm going to play the tune that first turned me on to her music. It was a Song for Guy recommendation many moons ago from Emma Mills. I haven't forgot you, Emma. Thanks for turning me on to Cameron's music. Now we're friends. Isn't it a wonderful world? Here is Apply. It's great. It's outstanding, isn't it? That was Glasser and Apply. Many thanks to Emma Mills once more for letting me know about Glasser. I'll be seeing her play that tonight. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? I'm such a lucky lad.
Weekday mornings from 7, Sean Keaveney.
Sitting opposite me is Carl Pilkington.
All right, Sean. You see, I really like radio, didn't I? You sat on your own, you got no one interrupting you.
Yeah.
Moan all you like. Yeah. I mean, that's what I did.
A great sum-up about Carl comes from Pilkipedia. It was Carl himself who best summed up his worldview. I don't like fun. He's not a fan of holidays, parties, travelling or anything that has to be planned in advance. Maintaining relationships with family and friends is a tremendous hassle for him. He's also largely indifferent to some of life's great pleasures, like sex and music. Pilkipedia, that.
I like music.
Catch up on our full conversation at the Six Music website now. The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Weekday mornings from 7. BBC Six Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
Tom Smith's been in touch with a Song for Guy recommendation. He says, ever since Radiohead's Kid A met my ears, I was lured into loving electronic music. Boards of Canada's Day Van Cowboy is so beautifully uplifting and relaxing, it's constantly played on wet Manchester mornings to lighten my spirits. Well, that's a fitting introduction, Tom Smith. Thank you very much, sir. I had a listen to this tune. I've never heard it before, but I do remember Boards of Canada from back in the day. I think they were on XL. I can't remember anyway. But this is a great tune. Very free with the quantize of these boys. To quantize something, in musical terms, is if you put it in Pro Tools or whatever digital music recording software you've got, you can square up recordings so that they are in any pattern you want, any rhythm you want. So you could have, for instance, me saying, Mary had a little lamb. And then if you quantize that, it'd be me going, Mary had a little lamb. It would be to the rhythm. Do you see what I mean? So you can hear at the end that they've got some... sorry about the background noise, by the way. There's construction work happening outside. So, yeah, you can hear that they've done this, especially at the end with, like, a really live, baggy, loose drum recording. They've squared it up at the end. And also, there's some lovely guitar vibrato in this song. They've squared that to the beat as well. In fact, everything in this song has been squared to the beat and suits it. Using digital recording, really, as a writing tool. Anyway, that's enough of me geeking off. That's the Boards of Canada, Day Van Cowboy, recommended by Tom Smith. Here we go.
Thank you.
Boards of Canada and Dave and Cowboy. Let's have one from Bruce Springsteen. One of my favourites, this one. It's called Magic.
I've got a coin in the palm. I can make it disappear. I got a card up my sleeve. Name it and I'll pull it out your ear. I got a rabbit in my hat. If you wanna come and see, this is what we'll be. This is what we'll be. I got shackles on my wrist. Soon I'll slip them and be gone. Chain me in a box in the river. I sing in this song. Trust none of what you hear, and less of what you see. This is what we'll be. This is what we'll be. Shiny saw blade. All it needs a volunteer. I cut you in half while you're smiling ear to ear. And the freedom that you saw drifting like a ghost amongst the trees. This is what we'll be. This is what we'll be. Now there's a fire down below, but it's coming up here. So leave everything you know. Carry only what you feel. On the road the sun is sinking low. His body's hanging in the tree. This is what we'll be. This is what we'll be.
Bruce Springsteen and Magic, and it sounds to me, like me, that Bruce doesn't trust magicians. Little Scream, the golden record, this is just amazing. I really, really love it. I can't wait to hear the rest of the album. Once again, the golden record is the name of the album, the artist is Little Scream, and this is a song called The Lamb.
Thank you.
Great, isn't it? That's The Golden Record by Little Scream. Sorry, the song's called The Lamb. It's from The Golden Record by Little Scream. I'm still here in my motel room. Got another, can squeeze another half hour in, I think, of working on the programme before I have to leave. Once again, apologies for not being able to interview Glasser. Maybe I can grab it anyway and put it on next week's show. I'll see what I can do, in any case. But yes, then I'm off to play a gig here in Toronto. This song is one that popped into my head the other day while I was watching quite a beautiful sunset in New York. It's Alexi Murdoch and it's Orange Sky. I was introduced to this song by my sister originally, and then later on it was a recommendation by Connor O'Kelly. Absolutely lovely. I'm dedicating it to my sister, who I miss very much when I've not seen her for a while, as I haven't at the Mo. Love you, Boop.
Beneath an orange sky, yes, I had a dream. I stood beneath an orange sky. With my brother standing by, with my brother standing by. I said, brother, you know, it's a long road we've been walking on. Brother, you know it is. Such a long road we've been walking on. Oh, brother. And I had a dream. I stood beneath an orange sky. My sister standing by, with my sister standing by. I said, sister, here is what I know now. Here is what I know now. Goes like this. In your love, my salvation lies. In your love, my salvation lies. In your love, my salvation lies. In your love, in your love, in your love. Oh, but sister, you know I'm so weary. And you know, sister, my heart's been broken. Sometimes my mind is too strong to carry on. When I am alone, when I've thrown off the weight of this crazy stone, when I've lost all care for the things I own, that's
when I miss you. That's when I miss you. That's when I miss you. You who are my home. You who are my home. And here is what I know now. Here is what I know. In your love, my salvation lies in your love. 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 In your love, in your love. Well, I had a dream. Stood beneath an orange sky. Yes, I had a dream. I stood beneath an orange sky. With my brother and my sister stand. With my brother and my sister standing by. With my brother and my sister standing by.
No, it's great, isn't it? That was Orange Sky by Alexi Murdoch. Tim Knowles has been in touch. He says, "Hi Guy, a recent repeat on TV of an Elton John documentary put me in mind to check out some of his early albums, and I came across this lovely track from the Tumbleweed Connection, simply called Love Song. Apart from it being a great song, what also sets it apart is that it wasn't written by Elton John and Bernie Taupin, but a little known singer-songwriter named Leslie Duncan, who accompanies him on this recording. Because he's released so many great songs throughout his career, Elton is always in danger of being a best-of kind of an artist. It's so great to discover hidden gems such as this song." Yeah, it is a cracker, and I haven't heard it for years and years and years, as I dare say a lot of my family won't have. But this was something that was playing in our house when I was young, that, yeah, my folks will recognise, and my sisters and my brother will recognise. It owes something to the Beatles' Blackbird. It owes more than a little something to the Beatles' Blackbird. But it is a great tune. And interestingly, and you must check this out, I couldn't ever possibly play it on the radio because the language is obscene. But Pitman, if you've ever come across Pitman, P-I-T, Pitman used this sample on one of his songs, which is just hilarious. Anyway, here we go. This is Elton John and Love Song.
To say may well be simple, but they're true. Until you give your love, there's nothing more that we can do. Love is the opening door. Love is what we came here for. No one could offer you more. Do you know what I mean? Have your eyes really seen? You
say it's very hard to leave behind the life we knew. But there's no other way, and now it's really up to you. Love is the key we must turn. Truth is the flame we must burn. Freedom the lesson we must learn. Do you know what I mean? Have your eyes really seen?
Inside Craig Charles, Trunk of Funk, the home of funk and soul.
Listen to me now. Yeah! I play you back-to-back floor fillers.
This is Craig Charles.
It's the Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
Catch up now at the Six Music website. BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Dean Coon has been in touch and he said, When You Don't Care by Sweeney's Men. I recommended it last March. No problem. It does take me a while to get round to your recommendations because there's so many good ones and I have to listen to them all, you see. So, yeah, it does take me a while to get round to it. Sorry about the delay, Dean. Here is Sweeney's Men with When You Don't Care.
To be blinded, you know it means so much for me to know I've you to trust, so why kill it all by so And then what comes along is sorrow. So I'll stay alone with my freedom and the space unfilled just waiting.
stop loving you 100 years from now.
Well, that's all I have time for another week. We ended up there with the magnetic fields, and it's only time. I'm going to run downstairs in 10 minutes and jump into my blacked out vehicle and speed across to the venue where we're playing here in Toronto tonight. For all the people who I've met over the past week and a half that have told me they're fans of the Finest Hour out here in the Americas and Canada, thank you so much. Thanks for supporting us over here. And as for the rest of you, just have a lovely, lovely time until I speak to you again. I will try and get something from Glasser. I know I keep apologising for that. But, it is unfortunate that I didn't manage to grab it. I should have grabbed it yesterday. Kicking myself a little bit. But I'll see what I can do for next week. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and Boz and Mel at this end and Tom, who all helped me put the show together when I'm away like this. Thanks to the Beckopedia for a wonderful suggestions. Thanks to everybody who recommended songs for Guy. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, out here in Canada. Wishing you a happy new week.